Unit 8. Lesson 29. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. Which language do most people speak all over the world? 2. Please fill the bottle with water. 3. Don't play with fire, it's dangerous. 4. The naughty child pulled the cat's tail. 5. The children are playing with the toys on the grass. 6. How many sweets do you want? Give me 2 kilos, please. 7. They like to wear strange clothes. 8. She did her best to stay awake, but she fell asleep very quickly.
Exercise 3. Listen and fill in the words.
1. I'm leaving the day after tomorrow. 2. I'll send you the money at the end of this month. 3. We lived in Canada from 1977 until 1985. 4. I have known Anne since we were at school together. 5. We didn't speak during the meal. 6. He started work in a bank as soon as he left school.
Exercise 4. Listen and answer the questions. It is early on Christmas morning. Sally and David have just found their stockings. Sally knows who Father Christmas really is, but David is only 4. He still believes in Father Christmas. Older children never tell younger children about the true Father Christmas.
David, did you see Father Christmas last night?
No, I didn't, Sally. I fell asleep as soon as I went to bed. Did you see him?
No, I didn't. I did my best to stay awake, but I was too tired. What have you got in your stocking?
I've got some sweets. And a book about a naughty little dog. Oh, look, I've got some toy soldiers. That's what I wanted. And at the bottom of my stocking, I've got an orange.
So have I, and lots of other little things. I've got some sweets too.
Let's go and see if Mum and Dad have opened their stockings yet.
No, no. They are still asleep. Don't wake them up. They have been very busy getting ready for Christmas.
Lesson 30. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. I'll write to you as soon as I get home. 2. I used to go to bed very early when I was young. 3. Now I don't have noodles for lunch any longer. 4. Please fill the box with different kinds of pencils. 5. My father is painting the roof of the house. 6. Do you like eating carrots? 7. The girl didn't used to wear skirts. 8. I don't have a party on my birthday.
Neither do I. Exercise 4. Listen and say if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F.
It was Christmas Eve. We had a party at home. We were singing when someone knocked at the door. I opened the door and saw a young man with glasses. "I'm a friend of your brother's," he said. He asked me to let him join the party. I didn't know my brother had a friend like this, but I had to let him in. Just then, my brother came back home. "Who are you?" he asked. "I've never seen you before." The young man tried to run away, but my brother called a policeman. He was a thief.
Lesson 31. Exercise 1. Listen to the story 2 or 3 times. Then complete the words in the conversation.
Mr. Clark is a professor teaching in Guangzhou. Before he came to China, he used to work in a big hospital in London. Mr. Clark was a very busy man. He worked hard. He often used to forget his family's birthdays. Yesterday afternoon, he remembered it was his wife's birthday. He loved his wife and wanted to give her a present. On his way home from the hospital, he always went past a flower shop. So he bought some beautiful flowers for her. When Dr. Clark got home, he gave his wife the flowers and said, "Happy birthday, dear. It's May 5th today. I remembered your birthday this year." Mrs. Clark laughed and said, "My birthday was the day before yesterday. But thank you all the same. The flowers are beautiful."
Exercise 2. Listen and choose the correct response.
1. Miss Wang likes pop music. One of her students says, "I like pop music." What might Miss Wang say? 2. All the students in the class are looking forward to the winter holidays. If Annie says, "I'm looking forward to the holidays," what might Xiao Ling say? 3. Neither Mr. Webb nor Sally ever get up late. What might Sally say if someone says, "Our family never gets up late"? 4. Jack hasn't been to the Great Wall yet. What might he say when Frank says, "I haven't seen the Great Wall yet"? 5. Your father and you used to go for a walk after supper. What might your father say if someone says to him, "I always used to have a walk after supper"? 6. Ben can't speak Japanese or French. What might he say if you say, "I can't speak Japanese"?
Exercise 3. Listen and circle the correct response.
1. At your birthday party, Rose says to you, "Happy birthday." What do you say? 2. You meet Annie on the morning of January the 1st. What is the first thing you say? 3. John says to you, "We are going to have a picnic this Saturday afternoon. Can you come with us?" You have told him you are too busy to go. What else might you say? 4. Your pen friend says to you on the phone, "Today was the last day of the term." What might you say to her? 5. On Christmas, Rebecca says to you, "Merry Christmas to you." What do you say to her?
Exercise 4. Circle what you hear and read after the tape. 1. Season. 2. The chickens in the kitchen. 3. The letter is written in Russian. 4. Is Russian spoken in the UK? Asked my cousin. 5. The woman often goes for a walk at 7 o'clock. Lesson 32. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
Christmas is an important festival in many countries in the world. The shops are full of beautiful things. We buy presents for each other. We mustn't tell anybody about their presents. We buy a lot of delicious things to eat. Our mum makes a big Christmas cake. On Christmas Eve, everyone in our family helps to make the Christmas tree look pretty. As soon as they have put their stockings on their beds, the children go to sleep early. They are always very excited, because tonight is the night when Father Christmas comes to fill their stockings. On Christmas Day, our family always goes to church. We sing special Christmas songs. Then our family and some relatives get together and have a special Christmas lunch. After lunch, we all open our presents from each other. It is a very happy day.
Exercise 4. Listen and circle the correct answer to the question you hear.
Question 1. What does Tim usually do before Christmas? Christmas is a very busy time for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do you usually do before Christmas, Tim?
I usually clean the house, do some shopping, and send cards to my relatives and friends.
Question 2. What was in Bob's stocking? Did you do your best to stay awake to see Father Christmas last night, Bob?
Yes, I did, but I fell asleep as soon as I was in bed.
Did you get any presents in your stocking?
Yes, I saw a lot of sweets and toys in my stocking when I got up.
Who filled your stocking?
I think my parents did.
Question 3. Where did May used to live? Did May used to live in Guangzhou?
Yes, she did, but she doesn't any longer.
Where does she live now?
She lives in Beijing.
Question 4. Who is Sue sending cards to?
What are you doing, Sue?
I'm writing cards to my relatives.
Who are you sending them to?
My grandparents, my uncles and aunts, my cousins and my good friends.
How many cards have you written?
About 12. Question 5. Why was David excited? David looks very excited today, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Why?
Because he got a lot of presents this morning.
What did he get?
A bike, a computer,